Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Boy, we have a lot to get to today. We will play for you the best of the most important things said yesterday by A.J. Brown as he held court in the Eagles locker room. Rhea Hughes joins us coming up at 10:30. A little accountability later in the show for things said gone wrong. We'll do that, including my accountability. As we look forward to the Phillies and the Dodgers, it is here. A playoff series 4 years in the making is about to start Saturday night at Citizens Bank Park. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. It's a lot to unpack today, but the first thing that's on my mind is real messed up that Xbox, you know, raised the price of Game Pass.
Oh, did they?
That's not cool. Yeah, they raised it like $30 now.
You going to be able to do it? Or
it's going to be tight.
Okay.
Got to cut back on some things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, $30, that's a lot of money.
You going to go into the boss and ask for a little raise? Hey, listen.
I got this Xbox thing, man. They raised the price.
Well, you said it's going to be tight. I could also say that for the Phillies and the Dodgers. Oh, boy. Hugh, here we go. No surprise for me. The Dodgers wiped the floor with the Reds. We thought this was going to happen. It did happen. And away we go Saturday, Citizens Bank Park. And let me say this. I was driving around last night a little bit listening to Jack and James as they were doing the broadcast, High Hopes Radio, from Citizens Bank Park. 30,000 people showed up. Red October for, you know, an inter-squad. I mean, the fact that everyone was there last night, more people there, it's amazing. It's amazing. And it says how fired up this city is for the Phillies to go finish the job here and win a World Series. And here is what's in front of us, Hugh. The most difficult challenge we're going to have the entire month of October starts on Saturday. The biggest challenge the Phillies have to win the World Series is the first series, a five-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Look, we could do this any way everyone wants to do it today. We could be, you know, pound our chest and have bravado. We're going to wipe the floor with the Dodgers. Or we could be real about it and say, they're challenging. This is going to be difficult. I believe the Phillies are going to win, but I'm at the point where I have a healthy amount of respect for the defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers, Hugh. I'm going to pick the Phillies, and I hope they're able to pull this off. But my goodness gracious, the Dodgers and the Phillies, Hugh, this is not your typical first-round series. This is the two favorites in the National League to get to the World Series facing each other in the first round. Hugh, your first thought, Phils Dodgers Saturday.
You know what my first thought was, because I watched a little bit of that game last night, because I picked Cincinnati to win. I picked all the underdogs yesterday.
Almost hit them all. We tried to tell you about the Reds, though.
Yeah. They look very formidable.
Yes.
No question about that. There's no question about that. But I believe in the Phils. I believe in the last time that they were out there, they handled their business. This is going to be tough. I'm with you with that. There's going to be probably a lot of moves made and some individuals that we're going to have step up that we didn't count on to step up. But I still think they persevere and they win this. I really do.
So, I'm going to pick the Phillies to win. I believe the Phillies are going to win. I felt since the middle of August, late August, that there's something different and special about this team, and they're going to answer the bell, and they're going to finish the job, and they're going to have home field, and they're going to find a way to do this. But if you ask me right now, do I expect the Phillies to win? Do I hope they're going to win? I hope. I hope. But the expectation is reserved for if they play the Brewers. I will expect them to beat the Brewers. If they play the Cubs, I will expect them to beat the Cubs. If they play the Padres, I will expect them to beat the Padres. If we're in the World Series, I will expect the Phillies to beat anyone coming out of the American League. But the Dodgers? Hugh, I hope. Hugh, where are you on the scale of hope and expectation? Do you expect the Phillies to win this series?
I do. I expect them to win. I think this is a team of destiny, man. Yeah. When you earn them this way, they mean more.
Yes.
You know, when you talk about the adversity that this team has faced all season, I don't think that if you were to ask this team with everything that they've been through over the years, I'm talking about playoff appearances and playoff miscues, and they wouldn't have it any other way. Because I think it means more when you go through the absolute best. And the Dodgers right now, you know, we were talking in the break, and we were talking in the meeting, Mookie's Mookieing.
He's back.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, I asked Ben that, and he was like, yeah, Mookie's doing his thing. I think that's what makes it more meaningful. Now, I know there's still a lot of baseball left to be played after this series, but still, this feels like whoever wins this has a great chance to win the World
Series. Yeah, I would set whoever wins this as the favorite to win the World Series. It starts Saturday. Where do you come down? Hope or expect the Phillies to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers? And it does feel like these two teams have been dancing around each other for 4 years. I mean, the Dodgers are in the playoffs every year, and since 2022, the Phillies have been there. In fact, Dave Roberts, in April, when the Dodgers came to Philadelphia, kind of was asked about this and alluded to the idea that these two teams keep missing each other, and I think deep down he knew it wasn't going to last for long. Here was Dave Roberts in Philadelphia back in April.
I think that both teams like to use each other as like a barometer or a benchmark. I think there's still a little bit of that. There's a lot of familiarity, and we haven't played in a lot of postseason games in recent years, but there's like a little rivalry with us, which is interesting, and I think in a really good way.
Just because you've both been good for so long?
We've been good for so long. I think we play similarly. There's a lot of star power with both ball clubs. I think there's a mutual respect. I enjoy playing these guys.
Do you find it odd that you guys haven't met in the playoffs yet in the last few years?
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to talk it into existence, but it is odd, yeah.
Well, he kind of has, and here we are. It's Shohei Ohtani, Christopher Sanchez on Saturday night, 215-592-9494. Look, here's how I see the series. The Dodgers right now are set as the favorite, and I understand it. They are the favorite right now over at FanDuel to win this series. They have an incredible starting rotation that is pitching better in the last month than anybody in baseball. Their bullpen, though, is a weakness, and you saw that in the last two nights against the Reds, where the Reds were down so much it probably was over anyway, but the Reds got some offense going against the Dodgers' bullpen. Lineup-wise, their top three is awesome, but our top three is awesome, too. Like, if Trey Turner and Schwarber and Harper levels up, we can match them for five games, what they have with Betts and Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. This is the battle of the two best teams of baseball. I think this is the best team the Phillies have seen in the playoffs since the 2022 World Series. I know we took the Braves out, and the Braves are really good. I think the Dodgers, defending champions, are better than that Braves team in 23 and 22. This is the biggest challenge we've seen in the playoffs since the 2022 World Series. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Kyle Schwarber, because one of the advantages the Phillies have is Citizens Bank Park. Game one, game two, game five are going to be here. Hugh, this home field's got to play up, and the Phillies need to win the games here in Philadelphia. Here's Schwarber talking about the atmosphere at Citizens Bank Park.
It's just addicting. It's so much fun. That's why I say it's the best version of baseball. You get the best fans out. You get the best environments out there. In Philly, I don't think anything can compare to where you know, they're just, like I said, they're pouring everything they have into you. And if you're on the other team, good luck. I mean, I wouldn't want to hear some of the things that are being said to the outfielders or.
Well, I wouldn't either. And I'm sure the Dodgers don't either. And I'm sure they're not going to love to be here on Saturday or on Monday or potentially next Saturday. Phillies, Dodgers, it starts Saturday. I hope the Phillies win. Hugh Douglas expects the Phillies to win. Where do you come down? We start with the toughest opponent. I remember saying before we had the Rams playoff game here last January, I said, I believe the Eagles were going to win that game. I picked them to win the game, but I feel like I'm going to want to throw up for 3 hours. And that's the way I felt that Sunday afternoon watching that game. And I feel like I'm going to want to throw up for 45 innings over the next week starting Saturday. This is not going to be for the faint of heart. If you take blood pressure medication, take extra, because this is going to be a tough series. I hope the Phillies do it. They certainly can. And I believe they're going to, but my goodness gracious, we got a heavyweight battle in the first round. Kyle, what are you feeling here as in come the Dodgers on Saturday?
Yeah, it was rare for me to be like emotional after watching the Dodgers beat the Reds.
Really? Emotional? It's rare for you to be emotional? Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
Even keeled, Kyle. Yeah, easy.
Steady, dude. Yeah. I'm always steady back here.
Unlike you.
But, you know, I kind of realized and told myself, like, the Reds didn't belong in that series.
No.
They didn't belong in the postseason.
Nope.
The Phillies do. Like, we're the 2 seed for a reason. The second best record in baseball for a reason. And I said, right as the season was ending and the Phillies were, like, seemingly playing the best baseball all year, that it really feels like they might just go and win the World Series. So, like, what are we doing here? What am I thinking that for? If I don't think we can take the Dodgers, we can take the freaking Dodgers. We have home field advantage in the series. We beat the Dodgers in the season series. Like, the Phillies are, and they belong, as one of the best teams in baseball. We have a better record than the Dodgers this season for a reason. So, like, what are we here for if we can't take down the Dodgers? We can take down the freaking Dodgers.
I like
and
it.
And we're going to do it.
And they also have, here's what they do have right now. They have an advantage heading into the series. The Dodgers had to deploy two of their best pitchers just to get here. Right? They're 1-2 right now. They're not going to pitch until games 2 and 3. Now, Shohei Ohtani's not your typical number 3 starter, but they had to go through a series. They had to deploy players. The Phillies have been resting this week, inter-squad game this week. The Phillies have that advantage. Where do you come down on this series? It starts on Saturday. By the way, tomorrow is going to be our second annual Red October Rally. Hugh, this is going to be awesome tomorrow. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It starts with our show live at Stateside Live tomorrow. That's the new name for what you knew as Xfinity Live at the South Philly Sports Complex. Special Phillies guests will join us throughout the day. We're hearing rumors of Scott Fransky and Ben Davis and Devin Caney and many more, including the High Hopes guys in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to have a lot of great guests on tomorrow, a lot of great discussion about the series. Come on out, Stateside Live tomorrow, our second annual Red October Rally at Stateside Live, the former Xfinity Live. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, your reaction. It is the Dodgers. Nobody but Hugh Douglas is surprised it's the Dodgers as he bet on the Reds last. Why'd you bet on the Reds?
Because I thought they were going to win. I went straight underdog.
I know.
I went straight underdog, and I hit 3 of them things.
You know who hit 4?
I don't care.
Did you hit a 4-leg parlay yesterday, Hugh?
I did not.
Did you? Mm-mm. Okay, I did.
Are you vibing on a higher frequency?
Of course I am.
Is that how
that works?
My third eye is open.
Yep.
Can't say nothing about that. You hit it.
Yeah.
You would have hit the
parlay if you listened to me and didn't take the Cincinnati Reds. I told you.
They jumped out on them like a little bunch of little crickets.
It was a cute story. Wonderful, cute story. Reminded me of the Marlins 2 years ago when they came in here. Cute story. Let's move on to the real teams in the playoffs. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Your reaction to Phil's Dodgers, hope or expect the Phillies to move on to the NLCS as the two favorites to get to the World Series face off in the NLDS. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Guys, I am extremely confident that the Phillies are going to be the Los Angeles Cowboys. And to those that don't understand this, they are the Cowboys because no team has ever been overhyped more than the Dodgers. I'm so sick and tired of everybody heaping praise at them, and they're so great because they spend all this money, and on paper they're this and they're that, and you know they flop. I'm done with it. All right. So listen,
I mean, they did win the World Series last year, right?
Joe, that's irrelevant to my take.
Oh,
okay.
I got you.
So, but let me tell you the main reason why I'm so chesty, and this isn't just a false bravado. Like, this is legit. 110% real. And it is because of the fan base. And it is because that fan base gets to open at home at the bank, which is going to be even more electric than any of the previous years. And you know what? Because in 2022, when we came in, it was electric. It was off the hook. But we were also enjoying the ride. The mood was a little different. We didn't expect to be there, so we were just enjoying the ride. And then last year's problem was rolling in, we coasted in. We were 500 from the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. We were not a hot team. But we were also a little overly confident because we felt like, hey, we're the best and we should just roll over people. But it just didn't happen. Where this year, like, we all know and understand this is it. Like, there's no more run it backs, anything. Like, this is the last year. And we have to do this now. It's now or never. And, like, that's where I'm at with it. And I know that This year is going to be the year. You know, I know Third Eye Blind Douglas stupidly bet on the Reds. Sorry, you. But with all due respect. But his eye is open on this Phillies-Dodgers season series. They are going to beat the Dodgers. We are the hottest team. We are so red hot, and we are a team of destiny. It's like the Eagles when we lost Wentz. We lost Wheeler, and it doesn't matter. We've burned the boats. We're not turning back. We're bringing this home. The championship is coming home. And you know what? Saturday, it all kicks off, man, because we go into the most important time and get hyped because it's Red October! Go Phillies!
Chris, appreciate it. Chris's voice held up, which is good.
Yeah, it did. He had a nice little bounce.
There were questions. There were questions out there about his voice, if it was going to hold up after, you know, what happened.
Yeah, he was a little shaky yesterday.
And I mean, listen, it happens to the best of us. It happened to Chris yesterday.
And you know what? Kyle, you know what to do.
All right, Chris is, here's what I needed. I needed Chris's voice to hold up for the call as he's, because he's, you know, he's very confident in the Phillies. You can't come on here and be super confident and have your voice crack. That combination doesn't go together. Exactly, as you would say. Let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you guys doing?
Anthony, up, good morning, buddy. What are we feeling?
Hey, man, we sweeping the Dodgers, man. We sweeping them. Hey, Joe, you like that?
I love it. That'd be wonderful. I'm not sure I believe that, but I love it.
Come on, Joe. Joe, what you mean? What, you don't believe it?
Well, I don't believe we're going to sweep them. I mean,
get him, man.
Yeah.
Man, hey, Joe, we painting the city red. Oh, man, Joe, we ready, man. Let's go. Christopher Sanchez, he's getting up there on that mound. He's striking them down. Let's go, Swarbomb. Trey Turner, the moment has never been bigger, Trey Turner. This is it. You win your bet. You knock them off the porch. Oh, let's go, Bryce Harper. The Panther and King. We gotta go, man. Let's go, Bryce. Bring it back to me,
like,
man.
Younger Herb.
We need y'all, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, Anthony. I love the confidence. Yeah, I love the confidence.
Younger Herb.
Love the confidence. We're just going to beat our chest today with this. Well, the sweep. The sweep. We're on sweep now. Yeah. I mean,
well, what difference does it make? You know.
I love the confidence.
I've never given Anthony the music before. I wanted to test him.
Everybody
he came on
music,
confident,
man.
Yelling at Joe. I mean, he was yelling at me on the phone, like I was nervous. I said we were going to win the series.
Well, again, to be fair, we're all picking them to win the series, but it's just a matter of you hope it or you expect it. If you want me to come on here and lie today and say the Dodgers aren't that good, okay,
yes.
That's fine. The Dodgers aren't that good.
They
we're
going to
mop the floor with them. Otani with that. Who plays two ways? Overrated. I'm going to tell you how I feel.
I'm not that impressed with that.
Yeah, no, I'm quite impressed with Shohei Otani. He's the best baseball player I've ever seen. Look, the Phillies, what makes this series so fascinating is they're both playing well, right? It's not like the Dodgers are limping in. They're playing well. The Phillies have clearly played their best baseball in August and September. This is the best. You were talking about this yesterday. This is the best bottom of the lineup we've had probably since 22, right? Like, we have more depth throughout the lineup.
You got more guys that you're not going to have to depend. You want your big guns, but you don't have to depend on them as much.
But we could. There's a chance we get a lot out of the Baters and the Marshes, right? Like that, and that's huge. And we have these, and we have a closer now that we haven't had in any of these postseason, really any of them. Even 22 when they got to the World Series. You know, it was Sir Anthony Dominguez. They had Eflin back there. They had Alvarado. But they didn't have anything like Jhon Duran. So the Phillies have their best team. This is the best version of Trey Turner we've had in Philadelphia. And we'll crawl across our fingers. That hamstring's going to hold up, and he's good to go. Maybe we'll see if he lets it loose running. But there's a lot of reasons to feel great about the Phillies. Nothing has changed. Kyle said it, that from August on, if we felt this was different. Nothing has changed about the Phillies. The only thing that's changed is we happen to just draw the most difficult opponent, Hugh, in the first round.
It's tough. But this fan base, like I said, man, it's different. And the simple fact for me that so many people came to an intra-squad scrimmage.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty dope. And they're going to be lathered up. The only thing that's disappointing to me is we have to work. Like, I would love to be in the throes of that because it was a 6:30 game.
Yeah.
And
six, you know, or 6:30, depending on the Yankees.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, six, yeah, or 6:30. But the problem, you know, we got a 1 o'clock Eagles game.
It's a lot of time.
Oh, we could be up by 10 a.m. the next day.
I want to celebrate. I want to celebrate after the win. I want to get banged up like everybody else, but I can't do that.
Yeah, sure.
You got to be a professional. Because I am a professional.
Oh, keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. I am a professional.
Yeah. Really banged up right now.
215.
I would love to get banged up. Can't get banged up, though. Can't do it. Well, can't do it.
Well, how about this? Next Saturday is game 5, okay? The Eagles play on Thursday night.
Yeah, so that we means, get banged up. That we means get banged it, up for that one.
And I might need to be banged up to get
bang,
through a 5.
Bang.
Boy, my blood pressure. Here's a real question for everyone. Are you guys ready for this? It's like, is everyone's stomach ready for this series?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, our hearts are all ready, but is your stomach ready?
Yeah. Well, you know, like, nope. I guess here's the thing for me. I'm not as excited as you guys are because we still got a little bit of time.
What do you mean time?
Like, well, okay,
until Saturday?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, you like for the next week, starting Saturday at 6 o'clock through the next Saturday. I'm telling you, if you take blood pressure medication, get that refill now because this is going to be a pressure cooker.
Yeah, it's going
to
be tight.
Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Will, what's up, pal?
Oh, gentlemen, how y'all doing today? Dream team.
Good morning, Will. How we feeling? Expect or hope?
Come on, man. It's never been a doubt.
Will's been on this train
for a while. I've been on this bus since the beginning of the season, before the season even started, man. We about to make history here. And we ain't playing with no team. But this is what I want to say, man. I know y'all going to laugh at me when I say this. I need Castellanos. I don't care what series it is. You need to put him in. And I believe Nolan, when he do get that start, he going to pitch a no-hitter, man. Because I really believe
that
Nola's going to pitch a no-hitter? Is that what you said?
No hitter,
Aaron.
Baby.
Aaron Nola?
Live your truth.
Like Roy Halladay?
Will.
The guy that had a 6 ERA? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, I'm going to stand on it. You know, because...
Stand on business.
Why not?
This, right? When you most doubt a person, right, it brings out a different energy. And what I really wish, if I could get down to Lincoln Financial to give this hype speech that I'm going to get it more, I'm telling you, I'm going to light it up. And guess
what?
I want y'all to put me on first because I want to get that energy pumping.
Wow.
Man.
He wants the mantle.
Listen.
Will, you want to be our leadoff hitter tomorrow?
Come on, baby. I'm Bryce Harper in this thing, baby.
Well,
get me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit a home run. You think what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm going to hit a grand slam tomorrow, baby.
You can't hit the. All right, never mind. Lead off hitter.
Yeah.
Lead off. Bryce Harper. Grand slam. We're all over the place. That's all right.
Yeah. But all right. But listen, I'm gonna say the Eagles. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's gonna be a doubleheader Saturday. Phillies. Eagles. Sunday. But I just need. Listen, AJ. The city love you. The fans love you, bro. All you gotta do is, you know, say what you need to say to Jalen and the offensive coordinator, man, because we're going to need you in these games.
Well, there's no question about that. We're going to unpack it, and, right, Will, we appreciate the phone call, and it's under consideration that Will in the Northeast will be the leadoff hitter tomorrow. All right, on the other side, Rhea's going to be with us, and we're talking Phillies-Dodgers. NLDS, do you expect the Phillies to win this series? Expect it? Or are you in the camp of, I hope they win this series. Plus, A.J. Brown spoke yesterday, had a lot to say both to the media and then apparently on Twitter again. We will unpack that and react to it all with you. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. If your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot, kind of like Devontae Adams tonight. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that song means it's October. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Phillies, Dodgers, Saturday night. And joining us now to talk about this and to help us unpack A.J. Brown's.
We don't have enough time for that.
I know, we don't, but we'll try. Is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how you doing?
I'm good. Have you cleaned off your console?
I did. I wiped it down a little bit, yeah.
Well, why were Joe's feet
well,
up
you
here?
Have to understand, see where my newsroom is?
Yeah.
I look directly across.
Yeah,
I right. see those bare feet all yeah. the time. It's kind of gross. I didn't know they were up on your
now, cup. Now, is he wearing sandals and then the feet just happen to hop out of the sandals?
Yeah, well, he's got the boot on.
The boot. Because I wear sneakers and socks, right? It would be yeah. a lot for my bare foot to touch the console.
Yeah,
so, I would have to take my socks
flip-flops.
Off.
Flip-flops. He's a flip-flopper.
Yeah. It's not summer, though. It's October now.
Yeah.
Flip-flop season is kind of...
Wait a minute. Jason, I don't flip-flops.
Well, Jason wears flip-flops
yeah,
all year
yeah.
long.
He's yeah. country.
He's that's different.
Yeah. He's country.
Yeah, I mean, he's from Ohio. That's,
yeah, that's
country,
it's all
Ohio,
country
so,
out
yeah,
there. Yeah, no, my yeah. family lives out there. I know now.
Rhea, first thoughts, Phillies, Dodgers, NLDS.
I'm excited. I mean, I'm just, you know, and the Reds provided very little, you
yeah.
know, fight.
Cute story.
Although, yeah, they were. Although, you know, they had bases loaded with no outs of the sixth and the eighth.
Yeah, they did. Yamamoto got out of the first one.
Yeah, and what you have to hope is that, you know, that's where the Phillies can pounce
mm-hmm.
is, you know, in the later innings.
Yes.
Because, I mean, they're not putting Shohei out there for nine innings.
No. I mean, their starters really only go six-ish, right? Yeah. So, and their bullpen, Rhea, that's their weakness. Now, I think
except for that guy last night.
Sasaki at the
geez.
End. Yeah.
That was scary.
Yeah. Well, he was he pitched here as a starter in April
yeah.
against us, but then he got hurt. Now
yeah.
he's in the bullpen. It's rare you get the toughest opponent off the jump. I mean, I don't think the Phillies will see anyone after this close to the Dodgers.
No. That's why if you get past them, you might be battle tested.
Yep.
But the Phillies, you know, what's funny is when I saw that Vegas had flipped on them,
yeah.
I went, oh, there's recency bias right there. They played the Reds.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies' record against them this year.
4-2.
Yeah, 4-2.
Including winning the 2 out of 3 last month
yeah.
out there.
You know, and what they did was they waited and they pounced on their bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I kind of thought that was funny. I'm thinking, yeah, if the Reds were a tougher opponent, I could see that. But they weren't.
No, they were the epitome of well, we have six teams that make the playoffs.
Yeah. They're in.
Somebody was a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were.
They were definitely it. So I feel really positive about it, just because the Phillies, although they're very much the same team with the core,
mm-hmm.
they're deeper.
Yeah, well, Bader changes things.
Bader, yeah. You know, Kepler has began yep. playing well.
Marsh.
If you can get that bottom of the lineup. You know, last year it was a complete black hole.
Totally.
So now it's not. So
yeah.
You know, that's what your hope is.
Yes, and this fellowship is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technologies to find your perfect mattress.
When they put Hugh in the WIP Hall of Fame, yes. I think on the plaque it should talk about his transitions. No one transitions better in radio
Mr.
than Hugh Douglas.
Mr. Segway.
Yes. Yeah, I was about to say something, but then I was like, let me go ahead.
Wait, let me throw this in there. All right, Rhea, we'll get back to all the Philly stuff, but we got to unpack with you and everyone. A.J. Brown holding court yesterday with the media in the locker room, at his locker. Let's go through some of what A.J. said as we've been waiting, you know, because Sunday happened. He didn't speak. He puts the tweet out. It blows up. Everyone else got to speak for him. So here's A.J. Brown yesterday talking about those frustrations, how they kind of boiled over on him.
First off, I want to start out by saying, obviously, Sunday after the game, I let my frustrations boil over. I didn't speak to the media. I had a chance to correct my frustrations, and I continued to let it boil over. That's on me. You know, I take full accountability on that, posting that. My message on Twitter wasn't directed at anyone in the building. Not my coaches, not my quarterback, my GM, nobody. You know, like I said, I take full accountability. I have an open communication with all my coaches and with my quarterback as well. Me and my coaches, KP, Nick, we discuss weekly about trying to get this thing on the same page.
All right, so the opening statement there from A.J. Brown.
It wasn't directed to anyone in the building, my quarter, the janitor. Who is it? The Grubhub guy? Did he not listen to you?
You know what? I think that's exactly who it was.
He didn't bring your fries along with the milkshake?
Yeah, he said he would be there at 12. It came at 12:15. Yeah. So that's who it was at. All right, A.J. went on to talk about how although it wasn't towards anyone, he did make it clear it was about something, and it is fair to want the football. Here's A.J. yesterday.
I think it's fair to want the ball, to get us going. Like last week against the Rams, you know, I caught the sluggo, got the offense going next play, opened up for Dallas Goedert. The safety came over to my side and opened it up. So, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing for wanting the ball. It's not just for targets or anything to put numbers up. But, no, I see that we're struggling, and I'm a guy that wants the ball in those times when we can't find a way. Give it to me.
All right, so he said it wasn't towards anyone, but it was about wanting the ball. At least we have some sense of accountability here on what we're talking about.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. But, I mean, let's just call it what it is. He's talking about the quarterback because quarterback is the one
who delivers the ball.
Yeah. And decides where the ball goes.
He's the Grubhub guy.
I wasn't talking about the quarterback. I was talking about that guy who's kind of like the quarterback. All right. Also, about that quarterback, he was asked directly about his communication with Jalen Hurts, and he went on to talk about how he communicates all the time with his coaches, Nick Sirianni, Kevin Petullo, and then I think it was Elliot that said, well, what about Jalen? Here is that answer.
AJ, you mentioned you talked to Sirianni and Kevin Petullo quite a bit. How about Jalen? Like, what's your chemistry like with Jalen as you guys try to get this fixed?
Yeah, so we're always working to get on the same page. It's not that much of communication because of, like, during the game, I'm not the person that's on the sidelines saying, give me the ball, so I don't understand where people say that he's forcing me the ball because I'm complaining. But and if you ask any of my teammates, I'm probably the quietest one on the sideline. I don't even go to the huddle during the timeouts. You know, I try to let the game come to me, and I don't even tell KP to call this and call that. You know, that's the player I am.
Hugh, your reaction to that? The way you spoke about Jalen there?
Kyle, could you do me a favor? Because I was processing. Could you just play that for me again? Because I want to hear something. Because I think a lot of times.
Are you busy hell diving again?
But no. Because a lot of times when I listen to how he talks about Jalen.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I just want to make sure before I say what I'm about to say that I hear what I thought I heard.
AJ, you mentioned you talked to Sirianni and Kevin Petullo quite a bit. How about Jalen? Like, what's your chemistry like with Jalen as you guys try to get this fixed?
Yeah, so we're always working to get on the same page. It's not that much of communication because of, like, during the game, I'm not the person that's on the sidelines saying, give me the ball, so I don't understand where people say that he's forcing me the ball because I'm complaining. But and if you ask any of my teammates, I'm probably the quietest one on the sideline. I don't even go to the huddle during the timeouts. You know, I try to let the game come to me, and I don't even tell KP to call this and call that. You know, that's the player I am.
I don't understand, okay, if there's a disconnect with you and the quarterback. Why aren't you talking to him about the disconnect and trying to get on the similar page?
Doesn't communicate with him that
much. Yeah, that makes no sense to me. I mean, at my bag, I didn't mean to make you play the game, but I just wanted to make sure I understood what he was saying because, to be fair to AJ, a lot has happened in the last 24 hours.
Sure.
So I don't want to get on here popping off without all the information.
You don't want to get a tweet from AJ Brown?
I would like for that to happen.
First of all, with all due respect to him, I ain't worried about him tweeting me or saying anything to me because I work at 2400 Market Street, and I'm here
all
that
you
Monday
know,
through
yeah,
Friday,
know how to reach
10
you.
To 2. I mean, I'm not hard to find. But my thing is this. Okay, just like for example, in the real world, if me and Joe have a problem and it's directly affecting the show, I'm not going to talk to Kyle or anything like that. I'm going to talk to Joe.
Well, you eventually, you will talk to Kyle and say, well, he's really driving me crazy.
Well, but I'll say that, but I have to,
I'm
going to talk to Joe because Joe is the person that can directly affect the outcome in a negative or a positive way.
Well, this is where, I mean, it's very clear that there's a problem.
Yes.
Okay. And listen, they're 4-0. They won the Super Bowl. Yep. They were able to make it work last year.
When there was a problem then, too.
Yeah, and there was. And they somebody's got to throw them in a room and say, you're not coming out until you
come
can,
to Jesus moment.
Yeah, well, just listen. We've all worked with people we may not particularly care for. And you eventually go, okay, this here are my workarounds. Well, my workarounds are different than the workaround is he's got to get me the ball. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, he did throw it to him nine times. Jalen was off in the second half. I mean, there's no other way to, you know, was there a couple times when maybe AJ didn't run the right route, but Jalen was off in the second half. You know, he does, I think they have to say to AJ, occasionally, like, he's going to have a game like the Rams game where you have over 100 yards receiving. And the first half where everything was working. That's who Jalen is.
So what struck me about that was he said they're working on their communication and chemistry. Wouldn't you think these two would be at the point in their career where they'd have it like that? Like, there are some quarterbacks and receivers who play together a long time. Yeah. And like, remember, I remember Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers in their day, right? It was like he just turned around, the ball was there. They had a symmetry to the two of them. These two don't, obviously. And then, to your point, Hugh, there is a way to communicate, I would think. You lived on a sideline, that you could communicate without popping off. Like, is it a big deal that if he went up to him and say, Jalen, I see this. If I go this way, I think we're going to have a shot play here. It feels like he doesn't speak to him during the game, and then after the game, he's upset that Jalen didn't throw him the ball. Well, go tell him I'm open here. If you see it, rip it.
And I'm saying that part of this is because I'm more mature now than I was in the past. I mean, that's a fact. and I'm more mature now, so I look at things differently. But
can I ask you, who do you think is less coachable, Jalen or AJ?
I would say right now, the way that it is, AJ, because he's really passive aggressive. He's really passive aggressive to the point where
I mean,
it's annoying.
I'm talking about coachable on the field.
Well, AJ.
Okay.
I would say AJ because it's obvious from the way that he handled yesterday that he's still not whole. He doesn't feel like it's been resolved. So he's doing what was asked of him to do, but he's still not happy. And that's the problem because, if you have something on your chest that it compelled you to tweet last week, then when you get the chance to talk about it, speak on it. You know, like the kids say, stand on business.
Here's where I hear what you're saying, and I'm we're all trying to psychoanalyze
this. Yeah, of course.
No one on the team seems to have a problem with AJ, and that includes his coaches. I mean, so I'm just having...
I know what you're saying, because Jalen's a little different.
That's my point is.
It's specific to those two.
Yeah, I know.
But he's the quarterback,
though. Well, he is a quarterback, but what I'm saying
and he's
is...
winning.
You know, yeah, he's winning until he goes two halves in which he has a negative 100,000 yards.
Yeah, and see, that's the unfortunate... like, here's the thing, Rhea, because I pick up what you're putting down, but the bottom line is...
Is that, I'm just saying, AJ may be doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
And the quarterback might not be doing what he's supposed to be doing. I'm talking strictly football.
Bottom line is, and that all might be true, but they're winning.
Yeah.
And it's hard to argue with that. That's why I try to tell these two yahoos every day.
Wow.
And I say that
they're
with
love. They're not you peoples?
No, I say that with love. But the NFL, at the end of the day, is a bottom line business.
Oh, yeah.
And
but
the
see,
fact
we
that,
lived bottom line in 23. So that it's a fear people have.
And AJ lived it too. Yeah. And they all did.
You know, that's a great point.
Jordan Mailata, after, what was it, the second game of the year? He said that. He referenced in the locker room, I think it was David Murphy had a quote from him, after the game, we're not going to do 23 all over again. So it's in their heads too that, like, just because you win doesn't mean that there's nothing wrong.
Yeah. No, and I would say this as well, that a lot of times you know something's wrong, but you depend on others or the coaches
to
try
it.
To correct it because this is a week-to-week thing.
No.
And you know, as a player, you say, hey, man, we're not playing well, but hey.
We're winning.
4-0.
Yeah.
We get it next week. We got another opportunity. We work hard this week. We get it next week. But it's obvious that whatever's happening between those two, It's carried over every week. It's carried over.
Let's throw the problem. Last one in here from AJ Brown. Kyle, let's play that last one, talking about how optimistic he is that this will get fixed moving forward.
Are you confident that this will get fixed offensively?
I'm very optimistic, man. I trust my coaches. You know, I trust Jalen to we can get this thing figured out. We're working towards it, and we see it at times. It's just the inconsistent. It's starting to be consistent, you know, and that's where the frustration comes in at, because of, you know, as of last year, you would look back and you see like Saquon was on a historic pace. We're running the ball, but we weren't passing the ball too well, right? So now in this year, we're struggling a little bit running the ball, and also we're still struggling passing the ball. So it's just like, all right, let's get this thing fixed before we run into a serious team, and now. We learn from losing instead of learn from winning, you know, so that's the message.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, he doesn't say many profound things. I thought he said something that was profound. The inconsistency is becoming consistent.
Well, yeah.
That was pretty strong, and he's right. That's true.
The thing with AJ is I kind of appreciate him on the one level because, as anybody, as Hugh knows, being the recipient of many text messages during Eagles games, I'm extraordinarily emotional.
Yeah.
When I'm, you know, just watching the game. I can't imagine being AJ and being in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then by Wednesday, I'm a little bit more sanguine. So, like, I
just like AJ.
Just like AJ was fine yesterday. And I think that they know that that's what he is.
So I agree with that. The one thing that he said there, though, Hugh, is almost, as I heard him, he was almost working through how he's felt the last year. And last year, he didn't love it, but the running game was so good, he dealt with it, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm not getting my numbers, but look, we're winning. Saquon's running for 150, 200 yards. Well, I can't get my numbers. This year, he's like, wait a second. Run game's not working. Why am I not getting my numbers? Like, nothing's working.
See, and everything you're saying is true, but it makes him look selfish when you're 4-0.
It makes you feel like you're bigger than everything.
Yes, yeah. And that's the problem. That's where the problem lies, because like I said, man, the one thing that I will always preach on this station, and it's the truism, this is a bottom line business. So it's about winning. Mm-hmm. And long as Jalen is winning, Jalen ain't got to come in there and speak to nobody. Like, that's a fact. He can be as dysfunctional, as distant as he wants to be. He can be as goofy or as stoic as he wants to be. As long as on Sunday, when he's out there, no matter how it looks, it could be a game where he throws for 98 yards. As long as he's winning that game.
We're going backwards now.
No, I'm
we
just saying.
We almost had that in week two. Was it 1-on-1?
No, but what I'm saying is
we
this.
We did this.
And we're going to sit here and we're going to complain about it, but the Eagles will be 5-0.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that matters. Yeah. And if we go this whole season and it's like that and AJ's not happy, then guess what's going to happen? AJ going to get his ass up out of here. That's a fact because the quarterback's winning. And that's the thing that I think that as a dynamic and great receiver as AJ is, he doesn't understand that.
Well, the part when you said it makes him look selfish, Rhea, this past game, I know it's been different kind of games. This past game, the offense was better before they started targeting him. Jalen was efficient. The offense was good, yeah. Right? It was the creative place that got Goddard in the red zone. Yeah, Second half, they tried to get AJ the ball. They didn't move it.
I didn't understand that play calling at all.
In the second half.
Yeah, I mean, it was just...
It almost felt forced to AJ.
It did. And so that's why I wonder what happened at halftime.
Yeah, who said what?
And listen, clearly the Buccaneers changed their defense in the second half. Yep. That was that. Hugh, did you notice if they were spying?
I didn't notice that. It just seemed like it got bogged down. But there's a chance that
changed.
That probably was.
They clearly changed what they were doing.
There's a chance that was.
Felt like they were blitzing more in the first half, and the second half they pulled back. But Jalen felt like they were blitzing, like they were almost tricking him to think we're coming, then they weren't.
Is that the sim pressure thing where they're just simulating that they're doing it, but they weren't?
Yeah, like they'll show it, disguise it, or whatever. Yeah. Come to the line and then back off.
He felt more comfortable with somebody running right to his face.
I totally agree.
Like, kind of faking it out.
Yeah, he almost was thinking there was pressure, and there really wasn't much.
I did think at halftime. Remember when they're going to halftime? I go, I wish halftime wasn't now.
I know. They were rolling.
Yeah.
And I went, but it's just been too good.
Yeah, it was a momentum killer halftime.
It really was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Let's go to Alex in Bethlehem up. What's up, Alex?
Hey, everyone. Good morning. How is everyone?
Good morning, Alex. Hey. What's up, buddy?
Oh, my God. It's the greatest time of year, right? The birds are 4-0. We got the playoffs, Red October coming up. The weather's beautiful. It is just the greatest time of year.
It is my favorite month of the year. I think it's the best sports month of the year every year, October. And when the Phillies are, you know, in a spot they are now, it makes it even better.
And, Joe, you called this race, this NL East race, back in May. Again, I think in August, people were just
Well, he
living.
Called it, and then they got swept by the Mets.
Yeah. So, but see, I was living in the big picture. Everyone else was living in the small picture.
I see,
yes.
I
was focused on the big stuff. But, yeah, Alex, people were not happy when they got swept. It was my fault. I jinxed it. But here we are, so we're good now.
Yeah, you jinxed it right to a 13-game division.
That's right.
Please.
That's right. Blame me for this. Yep.
So, guys, real quick, we have L.A. coming in. I'm definitely a little bit nervous, but I'm feeling good, and here's why. Number 61, Christopher Sanchez. This guy has, you know, become one of the elite pitchers in Major League Baseball. He's obviously going to get the ball in Game 1, and I think he's going to get the ball again in Game 4. There are 2 days of rest, you know, during this week. And, look, I think Sanchez is going to get the ball. I think he's going to dominate both games, and he has a lot of success against some of these Dodge hitters like Freeman and Ohtani.
Yeah, and Alex, this is his chance to go to a different level here for us as fans. I mean, we all respect him, and he's a good pitcher. I mean, look, he's going to finish top two or three in Cy Young. He had a great year, but Rhea, if he goes out and pitches great in Game 1 and 4, he goes to, like, a different level for
that
us.
That contract is ridiculously team-friendly.
It's the best contract in the city.
I think in all of sports it might be.
It might be. I mean, he's a Cy Young caliber pitcher for like $5 million a year.
Did you see the list that came out? CBS put their list together. Top 25 Major League Baseball postseason players right now.
So of the 10 teams or whatever.
Yeah.
Top
25.
I didn't see it.
Three Phillies on it. Who do you think's on it?
Schwarber.
Yes, he's 13.
Is Duran on it as a reliever?
No.
Okay, so they're going more like full-time players. Well, I guess Sanchez, if you're speaking about
Sanchez
him.
Is number three.
It's Trey or Bryce? Trey?
No.
Bryce?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Bader?
Nope.
Who are we missing?
I love this. This is fun.
No Duran.
No Duran.
So it's Schwarber and it's Sanchez.
Yes.
Let's start there.
So Sanchez is third. Mm-hmm. Schwarber is 13. Coming in at number 23... is Ranger Suarez.
Ranger.
Wow.
It was. I was fascinated by the list because they said the two people that they really didn't want to leave off the list were Trey Turner.
Yeah.
And,
Rice?
Tucker. So, and then at the end, there were like 10 guys mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these guys didn't make it. He was kind of thrown in with the also-rans.
Bryce.
Yes.
Well, if we're just looking at the 2025 season, he was not his normal self.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. But, you know, I think it was either DeCamera or James Seltzer said, somebody send that list to Bryce Harper right now.
I know.
Because What we do know is he's got a lot of pride.
Well, Rhea, we were talking about this yesterday, Hugh and I, and Hugh wasn't with us at 22, but in 22, he was hurt for a lot of the year. Remember, yeah. He had the thumb and the elbow. Mm-hmm. And in September, he didn't hit well. And then the postseason showed, boom. And he just turned a switch.
Well, and he was the only guy hitting last year.
I expect Bryce to be Bryce in the playoffs. Yeah. This is what he lives for.
100%.
I expect a big Bryce Harper.
Put that list up at his, locker.
We should get that to the Phillies. I mean, Hugh's doubting him. CBS is doubting him.
See,
are you a Harper hater?
He's a doubter.
Do not buy into what these two yahoos are saying. I was just saying, with the way that the team is presently constructed, we don't need him to have that Herculean effort that he's had to have in the past. That's all I was saying.
We still need it. He was lowering the bar for Bryce.
I wasn't lowering the bar. I was just like, you guys like, hey,
you are a Garrett Stubbs uplifter.
Is this the guy Kyle, is this the guy who said that Harper should be moving runners?
Yes.
Why are you giving him cannon fodder? Why are you doing
he,
that?
He basically turned him into a single
hitter. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah. Move runners.
Yes.
You are a disaster.
Thank you very much.
Succinctly put there by Kyle. All right, Rhea, we appreciate you hopping in. Enjoy this weekend.
Disaster is underrated.
Sleep the next couple days, because we got Saturday, we got Sunday, we got Monday.
It's ridiculous.
This is a lot.
I love this time of year and I hate this time of year.
Yeah, it's the best.
When you guys work middays, it's easy.
It is easier, I will say.
Hugh's waking up at 8:30, motoring all in.
Yeah, you're hoping for easy outs on Monday night before
this is how bad it is. I'm rooting for the 6:08 start on Saturday as opposed to
that extra half hour makes a difference.
It's huge for me. I just want to make it clear to everybody.
I agree. All right, we appreciate Rhea coming in. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, your phone calls on all this. Do you feel better now after AJ spoke yesterday? And do you expect are you in the camp of hope the Phillies beat the Dodgers or expect them to beat the Dodgers? We'll get more on this coming up. Plus, Jason Kelce spoke both on his podcast and on the morning show today on WIP. Interesting take on the situation with AJ Brown. All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, by now you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, people. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It's the new touchdown at your tailgate. It will be once you go get it, because you got to go get it. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit store and grab yourself a bottle of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember to tailgate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.